We're just going to play some of our favorite tracks of all time. Songs that we've loved for a very long time. You know, throughout the show, we've been doing and reviewing mostly just new music coming out. But today is a little special one. So we're going to talk a little bit of footy like usual when he comes. And then we will get into our favorite tracks that we chose most recently. So I'll just get started with a little public service announcement to buy some time. And we got Tufts Open Call. Tufts Open Call invites all members of the Tufts community, as well as the general public, to their weekly event in the intimately lit lounge on the top floor of Dowling Hall. Open Call is an experiment in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts through shared, novel experiences. Open Call aims to provide a non-alcoholic social place to meet new people and explore your own senses. For more information, including the details of the next event, check out the Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. A message from Tufts Open Call at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. All right, that's the public service announcement. So today, like I said, we're going to get into our all-time favorite songs. When Steven shows up, we're going to talk a little bit of soccer. There were some good Champions League games this week. And we're going to also talk about the current Europa League game going on between Man United and Celta Vigo, tied 0-0 at halftime. I'm just going to get started, I guess, with the first song I've chosen as one of my favorite songs of all time. This is coming from my favorite band, Group Love. This was one of the first songs I've ever heard by them. It was a euphoric feeling. I remember hearing the song for the first time. It's like something clicked, a sound, a type of music that I've loved, and it's probably my favorite sound in a song. One of my favorite sounds I've ever heard. Opening up the door, kind of a combination of old Pixies and Nirvana with like this new wave of indie pop. Anyway, this is Group Love's, I believe, their first single when they released their EP. This was the first single. This was the song that kind of got them on the map until Tongue Tied came out with a little endorsement slash advertisement with Apple. Well, anyway, this is the song Colors, one of my favorite songs of all time by Group Love, off of their original EP, Group Love, and then their first album, Never Trust a Happy Song.
Town and act like I don't care. So when you see me flying by the planet's moon, you don't need to explain if everything's changed. Just know I'm just like you.
That was Colors by Group Love. Steven is with me now.
Yo, yo.
How you doing, Steven?
I am very stressed, but so is everyone.
Yeah. A little bit.
We're going to talk about soccer.
Let's just talk about soccer for a little bit. I'm going to start the background music. We got a couple of things to talk about, right? We had like... I accidentally lowered your microphone volume, not the music.
Oh.
Thanks. I like my t-shirt too. It's Free All Minds. It's a rap, a little rap collective out of Brooklyn. My friend is in it. But yeah.
Fresh.
We have, there was a couple really sick games.
Chelsea. No, I mean, I'm so tired.
Not always Chelsea.
Real Madrid. Cristiano Ronaldo scoring a hat trick.
Real Madrid, that was definitely the game of the week.
Every day it gets harder and harder for me to defend Messi's case.
I know. I think you're a big Messi fan. You've always said your analogy is if you have a breakaway or you need someone to step up for your team, you're choosing Messi over Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And I disagree because I think they are both equally as good. And I don't care what anyone says. I think it's just...
a matter of a day.
It's just, yeah.
It's a flip of a coin.
Every week they're breaking a record. It doesn't matter. I think they're both the greatest of all time and they just happen to be playing together.
Yeah. We're so fortunate to be watching the greatest of all time, too.
We are.
Like, we got lucky.
So
it would have been cool to grow up Zidane. Like, let's say we were, like, 30 and be, like, Zinedine Zidane and Paul Scholes as our, like...
Yeah.
That would be cool.
But we grew up with
both. The end of the
year. Yeah, Ronaldinho.
Yeah. Oh, beginning ours is the best generation of soccer. No question about it.
It was probably the most entertaining. I mean, we still have time to figure this out. Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi are the most entertaining players ever.
They're the best players ever lived. Like, I don't like when
they're
people
the best.
Say,
yeah. But I think Ronaldinho, Zidane, Scholes... you know, these players, Cristiano Ronaldo, when he was on United, that was probably the most exciting I've ever seen soccer. Because they were almost, so prolific and just flashy.
Now it's like, oh, we're going to predict that Messi scores three goals today. That means it's beautiful because there's a hat trick like every weekend.
It is. So Cristiano Ronaldo, insane performance.
Cristiano Ronaldo's like the good kid who played the good player in the high school soccer team. You know what I'm talking about? The kid who scores three high school goals a game.
Like, you're just like, all right, where's this kid going to school for soccer?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Atletico got demolished.
Yeah.
They lost 3-0.
Pretty bad for Atletico. That's,
yeah.
That's surprising, actually.
Yeah, I was also pretty surprised. We both thought that we think Madrid... I remember in the beginning we were thinking Madrid or Barcelona would probably win the Champions League. Obviously, Barcelona got out early.
And Madrid's going to win the Champions League again.
Yeah, so I think we were right about that. Madrid, I didn't think it was going to be this big. I thought Atletico was going to put up a really good fight. I think we talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, I mean they handled them. I mean, I don't think there's any. Like, it's not even...
It was insane.
Atletico's going to lose the next game, too, just because of morale. So, I don't know.
So, I think, yeah, Madrid's going to the final. And then there was a great game yesterday between Monaco and Juve. And
I knew that would happen.
Did you?
Everyone who said Monaco, I mean, yeah, because Monaco hadn't, you know, it's, I don't know, to me.
They're starting to get more and more like you need like a LeBron or a Ronaldo type experience in the team for like these games. Yeah. I think Monaco has done really well.
They've done super well, but it's Juve, like it's Juventus too. They're playing like one of the best.
I voted, there was like a little poll and I thought Juve was going to win.
Yeah.
And it was they just did the business. Higuain had two great goals.
Juventus is an amazing, they're one of the top five teams in the world.
Yeah.
That's super easy to say. They're probably fourth or fifth in the world.
Yeah, they're great.
So once again, Monaco is great, but like Juve has such a, oh my God, Dani Alves is literally.
Did you see that cross?
Oh my God.
An incredible
He's
cross.
He's so good at soccer. Him and Marcelo are the two best.
They're
in the,
so
like, they
good.
They dominated that position for so long.
Brazil's defense.
Yeah.
It's just the Brazilian defense.
Except against Germany.
Yeah, somehow. And David Luiz is amazing.
And Thiago Silva's the best.
Yeah, and then you got Marcelo and Dani Alves best.
Well, that's the best defense in the world. Yeah.
It's insane.
It's pretty hard to beat. Although David Luiz does not perform as well for the national as he does for a club.
True. So those were the two Champions League games. And it really seems like it's kind of obvious who's going to go through. It seems like Madrid... Again, we know that anything could happen, but I think Madrid also, like you said, is going to hold on because of morale. Monaco, huge feat they got to overcome because they just let up two away goals. So, I mean, it's not looking that good for either.
I'm looking at the United score right now.
They're in halftime. It's about to start 0-0. pretty even. Yeah, you scared me. Thanks. Thanks for that. He lit his eyes up, shows me the screen of his phone, still 0-0. But it's been pretty even, unfortunately, for United, because Celta Vigo's been getting some good shots in. But the day before that, Lyon and Ajax played, and Lyon got destroyed. They lost 4-1 to Ajax, which is crazy, because Lyon didn't start Lacazette. I don't know why, but...
They lost, what was the score?
They lost to Ajax 4-1.
Ay.
So Ajax is going to go through to the final.
So Ajax,
which is
United?
Wild. Let's hope.
Well, they have a play game two, right?
Yeah, they have to play game two. But, I mean, think of a 4-1.
Yeah, but it's Lyon.
Like, it was a big surprise.
Surprise, right. Lyon's good. Can do it anyone. Yeah, Lyon's
and Ajax is pretty good.
Ajax is a 4-star team. Lyon's 4.5.
Yeah. And Celta Vigo is a 4-star team. United's 4.5.
Celta Vigo is a 3.5-star team.
Celta Vigo is the Crystal Palace of Spain, because they beat / tied Real Madrid and Barcelona this year. And that's what Crystal Palace has been doing, but they're in the middle of the table. So, I mean, they could give United the business today. Wouldn't be surprised if United choked at the end. They've been doing that a lot.
I mean, United needs to win.
Yeah, they're okay if they hold on to this. They're playing at Celta Vigo, so if they tie 1-1, that'd be huge. If they lose 1-0, that's a big problem.
Yeah, an away goal would be perfect.
Yeah, huge injuries for United. Luke Shaw is out for the season. Couple names are coming back. Finally, Pogba's back. Baye is back. But it's very annoying.
Pogba starting today?
Yeah. He was doing really well for the first half. So, that's going on right now. I think that's pretty much it. All right. A couple other things.
Reading.
Just real quick. We know now that Sunderland is officially going down. They have officially relegated. So, Sunderland's going down. Newcastle
shouts
and Brighton are going
Jyler.
Up. Yeah,
poor
Jake
Jyler.
Shouts
out to Jake Jyler. You're going to watch second division.
The unfathomable is now real. Sunderland is going down after 7 years of surviving.
I don't even think they'll win the championship. They're the worst.
It's such an unpredictable league, because Aston Villa is in the middle of the second division now. Everyone thought they were just going to bounce right back up. They're also spending a ridiculous amount of money. So, yeah, anything could happen to Sunderland.
What do you think is happening with Defoe?
I think he's going to leave. Like, he's got to go. He's going to go to West Ham or something. He's a middle table. He's a Premier League striker.
I would say he's a good Premier League striker.
He could play on Everton, honestly.
I think he's going.
I
think he's going to Everton.
I think West Ham.
Because Everton's going to get rid of Lukaku.
I think if they get rid of Lukaku, they got to find a big name. So maybe like Lacazette or someone who would be worth like 50 to 60 mil, because they're getting rid of Lukaku. You know what I mean?
Right. Is Lukaku expensive for them?
Lukaku's going to be one of the most expensive.
What's he expensive for them?
I don't remember. They got him from Chelsea, and he was going out on loan like to West Brom and places. So I don't think it couldn't have been that much.
No, that's what I'm saying. So it's not like Everton has all like purchasing power with it. I don't know. We'll see. What I'm saying is I don't think they can afford Lacazette.
They could if they replace with Lukaku, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Lukaku's gonna leave, which is a big shame.
I think he's gonna go to Chelsea.
Me too. Yeah, I don't
see. And we're getting rid of Costa.
Yeah.
Although he's been playing very well recently.
I know. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing, Leeds bottled it. Leeds is out. They were in fourth place at one point this year. They were in the top six the entire year. They've lost a huge amount of the last like 6 or 7 games, and now they're out. They're in seventh place. They have to win like 12-0, and then Fulham in sixth place has to lose like 7-0. It's ridiculous. Leeds just lost. So every team in the top 3, 4, 5, 6 is safe. This weekend, the teams are going to play in the second division and just decide where they go in playoff spots. So Reading's in third right now. Just wild.
But they can't get second.
No, it's done. They're in the playoffs no matter what. I think the worst they can get is fifth. So Reading really wants to win because Reading's good at home. For some reason, they are unstoppable at home. So, third place would really help.
Yo,
probably fourth place.
Reading goes to the Premier League.
They'd have 2 games while we're home when we get home from
that's
school.
That's really conflicting.
It's going to be so much fun to watch.
Are you going to be a United fan or a Reading fan?
Win the Premier League? Why not both?
No.
It's the thing. You watch on the top of the table and you watch the bottom of the table. It's so exciting.
Reading plays United. Who are you taking?
I don't care. It depends on the points. I remember. So, this happened 4 years ago. when they were playing, it just had to do with context. So, like, United was 12 points ahead in the league. They were, like, were winning completely. Do you remember that over City? 12, like, it was a huge...
Yeah.
Robin van Persie, that was when Fergie was leaving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I want Reading to win when they were playing. That was what
That's
I was thinking.
That too easy.
Why? Reading was in last place.
Pick a team.
And then Man United was in first. They were fine.
You have an opportunity.
What are you talking about?
You have to pick a team.
No, I don't. All right, in general, that's the thing. In general, I would root for Reading because Man United can afford the loss where Reading can't. But I like Man United the most. Man United is my favorite team.
Oh, there you said it. Man United is your favorite team.
Yeah, Man United is my favorite team.
So really, if there was no context and United played Reading, you'd pick United.
Yeah.
And I got it out of you.
It's not that painful. I mean, I still like
them. All right, let's play music.
All right, now we're going into our all-time favorites. I played Colors by Group Love, first one.
I love that song.
That was easy.
All right.
Steven also has another Group Love song. I'm happy you chose that one. I remember I showed you it.
I like that
song. It's a
cute
freshman memory.
Yeah, very cute.
So I ordered it incorrectly, but we'll mess around with it while the song is playing. I'm going to play my second choice, which is my favorite song by a band called Manchester Orchestra.
I love this song.
And it's...
It's amazing.
It's a really good song. Cool.
Best ending.
Yeah, cool build up. The song's very nice and smooth, and it just explodes at the end. So this is a song off of... Mean Everything to Nothing from 2009 by Manchester Orchestra.
Nobody but me.
Yeah, that was that was Everything to Nothing by Manchester Orchestra. My favorite song by the band.
I imitate them really well.
Do it.
You.
That was really bad.
Mean.
Sorry, I didn't turn your microphone on.
No.
I turned on the wrong microphone.
Are you kidding me? No one heard my imitation.
I guess you're going to have to do it one more time.
No, I'm not.
Just do it one more time. It was
no.
So... That was so bad. You don't sound anything like him. He has a nasally voice. You're just going, like, no.
He's like, ew. Lead.
He's like a Jewish grandpa.
Basically what I am.
That's what you will be.
Yeah, what I will be. All right.
Next song. You chose this one.
I did?
I was going to choose it.
Oh, this song's my favorite song and the best song they ever produced.
Guys,
give it up for the Arctic Monkeys. A Certain
Scottish.
Romance.
Why are you Scottish?
Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
so good. Such a good ending. Such a good ending. So good that it makes Stephen Scottish, which isn't where they're from. They're from Sheffield.
That's Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday going up to the Prem this year.
No, they're not.
Yeah, probably not. Probably.
Wait, is my mic on? Yo.
Guess what I did again?
What?
The first time I turned on mic 2. This time I turned on mic 3 and you're mic 4.
Oh my god.
I'm the worst. I am the worst at this.
What the heck?
I'm sorry.
Just couldn't hear me this whole time.
I'm sorry.
While I said Sheffield Wednesday. All right.
Well,
the next song I picked.
Next song is another song, but this time you can actually do the Scottish accent.
Because
this band is from Edinburgh.
This band is from Edinburgh.
This is a cool indie band. This is a classic indie rock song.
It's a good song, lad.
That no one knows.
Nobody
knows.
It's
so good.
But it's in my favorite.
This is the edgiest song ever.
Edgy.
Steven's gonna sing the song along.
Quiet.
I'll die.
turned your mic on properly this time. Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Over the raging riffs of We Were Promised Jetpacks.
So that was good. We Were Promised Jetpacks. That was like their breakout single, Quiet Little Voices from 2009. They've been doing some stuff on the low since then. But
what's the next song?
That's a great song. Next song is is this your favorite Stroke song?
It's our favorite Stroke song.
Because I was about to say and correct it. This is our favorite Stroke song.
But thanks to you, it's mine.
Thanks.
Yeah.
This song shouldn't work. It sounds like a video game.
No, it's not the Strokes if you hear it.
It's just so good. Like, yeah. The falsetto is incredible.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's just fun.
This is a fun song off of their newest album, Come Down Machine, which is really old, but it's their newest song album. 2013, probably.
Yeah.
But these guys, I think they just said recently, like, if we make a an album, it's going to be for commercial success. So I'm kind of losing respect for the Strokes. They said something along those lines.
Okay, great. Now I'm not going to listen to it.
But this song remains one of our favorites.
We'll be right back.
One Way Trigger by The Strokes.
Did you put my mic?
Yeah.
I'm not going to mess up anymore. Check the United score while you talk about the other song that's next.
All right, sure. That was One Way Trigger. And then the next song is going to be one of my favorites by Nirvana off of In Utero.
In Utero.
This is a...
United's up! Marcus Rashford! Hey!
What minute was the...
67th, and it's now the 77th.
He's younger than us, but he's amazing!
Is he? Oh my god.
Rashford. That's incredible. Well, let's just get into the next song then. Nirvana. All Apologies. One of my favorites by them. It's just a little bit... It's just something different. It's the closing song of all their albums. It has a special place in my heart. It gives me the chills. It's sad, but kind of uplifting. Incredible song.
Great idea. Play the next song.
Immediately?
No, just... Sorry.
What? What are you talking about? They can just hear you. Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah,
that would be
fun. We're going to do that. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Just play the song. All right, we're going to go to the next song.
No. We're not. That's up in the air. Okay, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure that out.
Next song is the song that I showed you.
Carolina.
Yeah. We got another group love song, but this time Steven chose it. The song is the most Pixies song I've ever heard someone like make post Pixies. It's just a great song off of Spreading Rumors. And it's a song Steven chose, one of his favorites.
I love the song.
Again, I'm taking credit for this one.
Yeah, this one you deserve like full credit. One Way Trigger I heard before, but this one you're like deserve full credit.
Thanks. That is Raspberry by Group Love. Great song. And we got two more before our final show.
Finale.
You're not here next Thursday, right? Okay. I mean, I could do the show alone, but it wouldn't be the same without you. All right, next song. We got two more, and they are both mine. The next song is Cage the Elephant song. And most of these songs we've chosen hit us right in the feels, except for One Way Trigger and the song Raspberry. But yeah, this hits me right in the feels. It's off of Melophobia, their third album. It's their closing song. Steven's not paying any attention to me. He's laughing at like a meme in his hand or something.
I just searched Denzel Washington.
Did you say Daniel? Oh, you said Denzel. Okay. With context, so never mind. I don't even... No. Bad. All right, we're playing this song by Cage the Elephant, one of my favorites, Cigarette Daydreams.
Did you stand there all alone? Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away.
time at all. I followed you into the hall. Cigarette, daydream. You were only 17. So sweet with the mean stream. Nearly brought me to my knees. In the pouring rain, wanna find peace of mind.
Cigarette Daydreams by KG Elephant. We got time for one more. One more. Last of the season. And it's going to be a special one. This one hits me right in the feels. Young the Giant from their first album, opening track, Apartment. But before we get to that, I'm just going to say our goodbyes. It's been Pierce Devlin.
Stephen Honig.
You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This has been Subjectively Objective. Thank you for listening. Here's Apartment by Young the Giant.
You are the opposite, stop the stop your esophagus. Me bopping and bow down and popping and dropping it in her esophagus. She is so nasty in public, she classy, perhaps she is able to switch. Girl, I can make you a star. Then I put a arrow on the Apollo. I am ultimate, behold my awesomeness. Narcissist, part-time and arsonist. Ripping through cartilage, I am the hardest. Mips, wrap it up, putting sarcophagus. Dearly departed, it's done when it started. So now that I'm living so harmonious, feeling like Spartacus, Curry the ultimate. I am the best, it's no politics. I'm ultimate. Ultimate. I am the one, the way your son don't need a gun to get respect up on the street. Under the sun, the sun will pop the clock to feed himself and family. By any means, your enemies, my enemies, we wet them up like a canteen. The yellow tanks arouse the fate, don't have a face, so now you like open the gates. Ultimate infinite, flow is open, you're open the internet. Photosynthesis, put up parentheses, temporary, very scary. If I feel like dirty hair, it's just my bosom. Never knew my life, but yet the question.
From 91.5 WMFO in Medford, you're listening to Atomic Bomb.